Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I had to reset the settings on one of the recording things here. The bumper music wasn't playing, so I had to do a little click and fix here. Good day to you. The show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 24th of April, 2017. We're going to be getting into the book of Daniel. This is the last book of the prophets here. I saved it for last because it's very complicated. Now, I am not going to expound on the meanings in the book of Daniel. I'm going to read it. There are many studies on Daniel. Pick and choose for yourself. I'm just going to read the book and explain all the names, etc., etc., etc. I'm not going to tell you what everything means because I don't want to make any errors. There's been article after article after article about times and this time and all of that, and that's all done by other people. That's fine, okay? If I start telling you what this prophecy means and it doesn't come to pass, I will have developed hoof and mouth disease. So I'm not going to do that. It means whatever it means. It's going to be revealed in the last days, but not by me. Okay, I'm going to read the book. I'm going to give you scripture references and the meaning of the actual names. But I'm not gonna give a dissertation on what all these prophecies mean. Okay, they're very complicated, sometimes quite confusing, and I'd rather not get into that. I'd rather you do research and read all the articles written by many, many people. Copper Ray, Wesley Swift, just a whole bunch of people have done work on Daniel. So look up the stuff, listen to a bunch of the other people's takes on it. But let's give a little history here. A lot of this is written in Aramaic, okay? Daniel was a very young nobleman who was taken to Babylon under Nebuchadnezzar when they took Israel into captivity. He was a nobleman in his early teens. They usually made them eunuchs. Okay. Many places it says that Daniel was a eunuch. The very name Dani means to judge, and El means God, so it means God is judge. That's what his name means. It's number 1840 in the Hebrew and 1841 in Aramaic with the Aramaic spelling. Okay. This is describing current events and future world conflicts. What's coming with kingdoms and all of that. People have had different takes on what this means, which kingdom this is, and a lot of that. And that I'm not going to get into. That's not what I do. You'll have to decide on the meaning yourself, but I'm going to read the book. Don't take everything that you read, especially on the internet, as gospel. There's been many opinions. Many. Some are way out there, some are not. Some are very well founded. But it is not my place to interpret this prophecy. I'm not going to touch it. I'll let others take the heat for that. If they're right, they're right. If they're wrong, they're wrong. But I'm going to take the high road and just read the book. There's lots of scripture references here. There are 11 or 12 actual chapters in Daniel. I have scheduled 4 days to complete this. It may or may not take 4 full days. But I want to make an announcement as I begin Daniel here. When I have completed Daniel and get into Psalms, Tuesdays and Thursdays will be repeats of Genesis. I'm going to start repeating my word for word series. Basically, I need some time to get a bunch of other stuff done that's very important. Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays will be new shows. But Tuesday and Thursdays will be starting in Genesis, because we have so many new listeners that have never heard the beginning of my word for word series. So I'm going to put in on Tuesdays and Thursdays reruns of Genesis. Now, I had a problem when I first got started at EFR with an older computer, and I had audio problems on show 2 and show 3. Well, I have re-recorded those shows and the audio is perfect now. So during the replays of Genesis, those re-recordings will be played. So if you missed show 2 and show 3 because it sounded like I was gargling, I'm sorry. But it was ineptness on my part as to how to do things. And I had a computer problem and program problems with an old computer. I'm not using an old computer anymore. I'm using a state-of-the-art, very fine machine. And everything is, the production is excellent with this machine if I click all the right buttons. And on my wake-up call show last night, I had forgotten to reset the butt settings. Butt is broadcast using this tool. That's what B-U-T-T means, an acronym. And I had to reset the butt settings to play the bumper music. But the audio for the actual sermon was fine. So I checked everything this morning before I started this, and everything is cooking. So we got that little thing solved. Let's get into the book of Daniel. Verse 1, you can reference 2 Kings 24, verse 1, 2 Chronicles 36, verses 5 through 7, and Jeremiah 25, verses 1 through 38. Now, I try to go slow enough so that you can write these things down for references. If I go through this thing like a machine gun, you're not going to get anything out of it, because you're going to take notes, etc. So I try to tailor this to be user-friendly so that you can actually write things down and reference the scriptures. Let me clear my pipes here, and we'll get right into the book of Daniel. Got a little hit of water. All right, chapter 1, verse 1. Now, I will be using Hebrew pronunciation of the names. Okay. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, that's 3079, king of Yehuda, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel, unto Jerusalem and lay siege to it. Verse 2 through 4, you can reference 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 17 and 18, and chapter 24, verses 10 through 16, 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 10, and Isaiah chapter 39, verses 7 and 8. And Yahweh gave Jehoiakim, king of Yehuda, into his hand, with part of the vessels of the house of Elohim, which he carried into the land of Shinar, 8152, that's another name for Babel, to the house of his God, little g God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God, little g God. Verse 3. And the king spoke unto Ashpenaz, that's 828, the chief eunuch, 5631, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the royal seed line, and of the nobility. Okay, now eunuch, they made eunuchs for their high officials. These men would have no sons to carry on a kingly line. The motivation for intrigue and assassination were minimized. Okay, so they made eunuchs of these people so they would never be a threat. I would be a little put off that they had cut me, but that's me. Verse 4. Children in whom was no blemish, 3971, pleasing in appearance and successful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge, and knowing knowledge, actually. Cunning is their interpretation. It's 3045, yada, to know. And knowing knowledge, and understanding knowledge, discerning knowledge. and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the writing and the language of the Kasdim. That's 3778. Those are the Chaldeans. Those are the people of Babylon. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's food and of the wine which he drank. So, bringing them up, that's 1431, that's one word, 3 years, that at the end of thereof they might stand before the king. In other words, teaching them gradually over 3 years. Now among these were of the children of Yehuda, that's the tribe of Judah, Daniel, pardon me, the author of this book, Cananiah, it has Hananiah in the King James, and that is an error. It is Cananiah with a CH, like a German Ach, and that means God is gracious. Cananiah, Mishael, that means who is like El, that's 4332, and Azariah, and that means God is my help, Azariah, that's 5838. And here's verse 7, and you can reference 4th Maccabees, Chapter 16, verse 3. Unto whom the chief eunuch gave names, they changed their Hebrew names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar. It's Belteshazzar, actually. That means Bel will protect. Bel was one of their pagan gods. And to Cananiah of Shadrach, 7714. That means inspired of Aku. And to Mishael of Meshach, that means belonging to Aku, another pagan god. And to Azariah, Abednego. And that means servant of Nego, another one of their pagan gods. They changed their Hebrew names to pagan names. Here's verse 8. But Daniel, being an Israelite, okay, purposed, that means set, 7760, in his heart, in his mind, that he would not defile himself, 1351, with the king's food, because they were pagans and they ate unclean things. Nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief eunuch that he might not defile himself. Now, Elohim had brought Daniel into kindness, 2617, and compassion, 7356, with the chief of the eunuchs. Verse 10. And the chief eunuch said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who has appointed your food and your drink. For why should he see your faces sadder, 2196, than the children which are of your age, 1524. They've mistranslated a lot of stuff, so I've corrected it here. Then shall ye make me in danger, 2325, my head to the king. In other words, he'd chop his head off if he got him upset. Verse 11, then said Daniel to Meltzar, 4435, whom the chief eunuch had appointed over Daniel, Cananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Verse 12, test, 5254, thy servants, please, 10 days, and let them give us vegetables, not pulse, vegetables, 2235, to eat, and water to drink, not the polluted food of the pagans, okay? Verse 13, then let our appearances, 4758, be looked upon before you, and the appearance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's food. And as you see, deal with your servants. 14, so he listened to them in this matter and tested them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their appearances appeared more pleasing and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the king's food. They were eating healthy, in other words. Verse 16, thus Meltzar took away the food and wine that they should drink and gave them vegetables. Verse 17, as for these four children, Elohim gave them knowledge and prudence, 7919, in all writing and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions, 2377, and dreams, 2472. He was given understanding in prophecy. Verse 18, now at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the chief eunuch brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. Verse 19, and the king communed with them, and the word they use for communed is 1696, and in other words, he spoke with them. And among them all was found none like Daniel, Cananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. In other words, they were in the court to inquire of. The king would ask them about things as advisors. Verse 20, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians, 2748, and conjurers, 825, that were in all his realm. Of course, they were full of crap. And Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Koresh. They have Cyrus in the King James. It's Koresh. K-O-R-E-S-H. Like David Koresh, remember? Well, Cyrus is Koresh, 3566, King of Persia. That ends chapter 1. Now here we go into chapter 2. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams, wherewith his spirit was troubled. 64:70. And his sleep was upon him. He had bad dreams. He was getting dreams. Now remember, Nebuchadnezzar was used by Yahweh, even though he was a pagan king. He was used as a tool to punish Israel because of their apostasy. So Yahweh was going to be dealing with Nebuchadnezzar. Then the king commanded to call the magicians, 2748, and the conjurers, and the sorcerers, 3784, and the Kasdi, that's the Chaldeans, 3778, for to tell the king his dreams. In other words, interpret. So they came and stood before the king. Okay. Get a little hit of water. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Now this is Aramaic. The preceding was all in Hebrew. But now we go into Aramaic, and I'm looking back through the book to find out where the Aramaic ends. I know there's a portion of it as in Aramaic. Oh, it's way back in there. But this is Aramaic from here on. Now, I want you to note that the Hebrew verse numbers and chapters are different than the English. So we'll get to that a little bit later. But they're not the same as they are in the English. They have tampered with the verses and chapters. In other words, they've tampered in the King James Bible. Sorry about that, but that's how it is. It goes all the way through Aramaic is through chapter 7, verse 28. This is in Aramaic. Then spoke the Kasdim to the king in Aramith. They have Syriac in here. 762. But that's Aramith. That's the language of Aram, Aramean. Okay. O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will declare, 2324, the interpretation, 6591. The Kaste. 3779. And 3779 in this verse, verse 5, is a class of the Magi. Okay, that's what this means. The king answered and said to the Kasdai, 3779, that's a class of the Magi, the thing is gone from me. If you will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation of it, you shall be cut in pieces, and your households shall be made a dunghill. 5122, this guy was bad news now. Therefore, you shall be cut in pieces. Man, whoa. Verse 6. But if you declare the dream and the interpretation thereof, you shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore, declare me the dream and the interpretation thereof. Verse 7. They answered again and said, let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will declare the interpretation of it. Well, that isn't going to work. Verse 8. The king answered and said, I know of certainty that you would gain the time, because you see the thing is gone from me. In other words, you're just stalling. Verse 9, but if you will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you. For you have agreed together on lying and corrupt words to speak before me till the time be changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I know, and I shall know that you can declare the interpretation of it. In other words, quit stalling. You are all colluding together to lie to me. Oh, my. Uh-oh. Talk about quaking in their boots. He just promised to chop them up. This is not going so well for these guys. Things are looking a little dark. Verse 10, the Kostai answered before the king and said, there is not a mortal, 606, this is in Aramith, it has man in King James, but it's 606 and it means mortal. There is not a mortal upon the earth, and that's 3,007 in Aramaean. And that is the only use of this word in the Bible. That's the only place it's used, is right here. There is no mortal upon the earth that can declare the king's matter before the king's matter. Therefore, there is no king that is great, 7229, nor ruler, 7990, that asked like this of any magician, 2749, or conjurer, 826, or coste. In other words, nobody's ever asked anything like this. Tell me what I'm thinking. Tell me what this dream is when I can't remember it. He's scaring the pants off these guys. And it is a difficult 3358 thing that the king requires, 7593, and there is none other that can declare it before the king except the Elohim. Remember, this is Aramaean. That's 426. That's God, small g, whose dwelling is not with flesh, 1321. Now, Aramaean is almost identical with Hebrew, except for some minor spelling and pronunciation issues. So the numbers are very close to the Hebrew numbers in your Strong's. Verse 12, for this cause the king was angry, 11:49, and very furious, 71:08, and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babel. Verse 13, and the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. Verse 14, gonna change. Then Daniel answered with counsel, 5843, and discretion, 2942, to Arioch, 746, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon, of Babel. Verse 15, he answered and said to Arioch, the royal officer, why is the decree so urgent from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Verse 16. Then Daniel went in and asked of the king that he would give him time, 2166, and that he would declare to the king the interpretation. Verse 17, then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Cananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions. Verse 18, that they would ask mercies of the Elah, E-L-A-H-H, 426, that's like Elohim or El, the Allah of the sky, 8065, that's Yahweh. He is the God of the sky. His voice comes down from heaven, okay? They use heaven for the sky. That's a church term. 8065 is the sky. Concerning this secret, 7328, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babel. They were going to petition Yahweh for knowledge. Then was the secret revealed, 1541, unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the Allah of the sky. That's instead of Elohim. It's Aramaic. It's spelled differently and pronounced differently. Verse 20. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of Allah, the name of God. Well, that's Yahweh. Forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. Verse 21, and he changes the time and the seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. These are all appellations to Yahweh. Praise, okay, verse 22. He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light abides with him. And that is Shre, 8271. And that comes from loosening the loads at a camp. He loosens the light and lets it shine. Darkness can mean ignorance, and light can mean enlightenment. Okay. Now, they have changed the word order in the King James Version. I have corrected the word order here in verse 23. So if you're reading a King James, you will notice the difference. O thou Elah of my fathers, I thank thee and praise thee. Wisdom and might Let me get this straight here. Okay. Wisdom and might hast thou given me, and now hast made known unto me what we asked of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. I had arrows and stuff, but that's the correct word order of the sentence in the Aramaic. Verse 24. Therefore Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babel, and went and said thus unto him, Destroy not the wise men of Babel. Bring me in before the king, and I will declare unto the king the interpretation. So he's even going to bail out these other people. Verse 25. Then Arioch brought up Daniel before the king in haste, 9:27. And said thus unto him, I have found a man of the sons of captives of Yehuda. Actually, it's Yahud in the Aramaic, that will make known unto the king the interpretation. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, Art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? Verse 27. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, The secret which the king hath requested cannot the wise men, the conjurers, the magicians, the soothsayers, declare unto the king. Okay. This is Aramaic. But there is an Allah in the sky that reveals secrets and makes known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are this. And in the last verse, soothsayers, 1505, are Gazrin, and they are as the determiners of fate. And they are also in chapter 5, verse 7 and 11. Now on 29, verse 29 of chapter 2. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came up upon thy bed, what should come to pass after this. And he that reveals secrets makes known to thee what shall come to pass. Verse 30, but as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy mind. 3825. Verse 31. Thou, O king, saw, and behold, a great image. 6755. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and from the appearance, and this means as size, thereof was terrible. 1763, frightening. Verse 32. This image's head was of pure gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of bronze, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Verse 34. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and broke them in two pieces. Verse 35, then was the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together. And became like the chaff of the summer. Of the summer threshing floors, pardon me. Or the threshing floors of summer. Properly. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole land. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Verse 37. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the Allah of the sky has given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. In other words, he's using him as a tool. Verse 38, and wheresoever the children of mortals dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the sky, hath he given into thy hand, and has made thee ruler of them all. Thou art this head of gold. Verse 39, and after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of bronze, which shall bear rule over all the land. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaks in pieces and subdues all things, and as iron that breaks all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise. 7490. Verse 41. And whereas you saw the feet and toes, part of the potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. 6386. But there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as you saw the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas you saw iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed, that's the seed line, 2, 2, 3, 4, of mortals, 606. But they shall not cleave, 1693, one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. Verse 44, and in the days of these kings shall the Allah of the sky set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Verse 45, for as much as thou saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke in pieces the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great Allah has made known to the king what shall come to pass after this. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof faithful. Ooh. Verse 46. Let me get a drink of water. Now, I have my views on this, but I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to let you make your own views. Study all the stuff you can find on this. Pretty heavy stuff. Verse 46. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and did homage to Daniel and soothing fragrance unto him. No. And made a grain offering and soothing fragrance unto him, and commanded, what? Oh, and commanded that they should pour out a drink offering. This verse is chopped up. They've changed the word order in the King James, and I have little notations. I'm trying to, let me read this again. And he did homage to Daniel. And made a grain offering and soothing fragrance, and commanded that they should pour out a drink offering unto him. In other words, he was almost worshiping Daniel. He prostrated himself before him. Verse 47, the king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your Allah is an Allah of Allah, the God of gods, and a Lord, 4756, of kings, and a revealer of secrets, seeing that thou could reveal the secret. Totally impressed at this point, okay? And this guy was the king of the day. He was just whipping up on everybody and subjugating nations and killing people left and right. And he was impressed with what Yahweh revealed to Daniel. Verse 48, then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babel and chief of the prefects, 5460, over all the wise men of Babel. Verse 49, then Daniel requested of the king, and he appointed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the administration of the province of Babylon, Babel. But Daniel sat in the court of the king. So Yahweh put Daniel in this position. That's impressive. We've got one and two done today. I will be starting on chapter 3 of Daniel tomorrow. There is so much commentary in this. It's just gonna be hard. It may take more than four shows. Let me just put that. I'm really looking at this hard. And this is so complicated, and there are so many notes that it may take more than four shows. I was being optimistic when I scheduled four shows, but I can adjust my recording schedule to suit. No problem. See, where was I? What was I going to say? I'm going to go slow with this because of the complicated word usage and a lot of stuff that I have to impart to you. I have not had a chance to computerize this yet. I am reading out of my much beat up and written in King James Version of the Word Study Bible Series. I urge you to get the four-book series, Old and New Testament. Their dictionary is churchianized, but it gives you all the Strong's numbers, and you can look up all the stuff. And I have used this poor thing. I've glued it together three or four times. Poor thing. I really need to get another one, but I've got eSword and all the rest of the stuff. You can never have too much research material, folks. Honestly. It is money well spent when you buy hardbound books that you can really read, because when you look stuff up and you read it, it imprints upon your mind and you remember it. And there's nothing more important in your life than scripture study. Teach your family. Have them study with you. I'm coming down toward the end of the hour here. Please remember that when I am finished with Daniel, I will be going into my new schedule. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, new shows. Tuesday and Thursday, reruns beginning in Genesis. That will start next week. Because if I have to take Friday and Monday to finish Daniel, I will. I'm not going to short anything on this book. It is too important. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and Shalom Aleichem. And I will talk to you tomorrow on Tuesday. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the Royal Master leads against the foe.